My name is Dr. Jamie Marich. I'm a trainer, author, and clinical specialist in a modality called EMDR therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. Sometimes people can struggle with the intensity of feeling and body sensations that EMDR and other trauma-focused psychotherapy can bring up, especially if we've learned to dismiss or avoid our feelings, our body sensations, and our experiences. Or perhaps we've been made to feel that we're defective for even having them. Yoga Nidra is an approach that we can use to help prepare you to get the most out of your therapeutic experience by easing you into the process of feeling, being, and honoring whatever comes up. Yoga Nidra is a collection of awareness techniques that can optimize physical restoration and move us below the thinking mind and into our centers of feeling and sensation. Yoga Nidra is described as a sleep-based meditation approach because the approach will bring you into a sleep-like state that has been shown to promote a deeper sense of relaxation. Not only can Yoga Nidra prepare you for the therapeutic journey to come, this and other recordings in the I Am method of Yoga Nidra can be used to support your work in between therapy sessions. Ideally, Yoga Nidra is practiced in a lying down position where you can be comfortable for the next 35 minutes or so. Before lying down, I will guide you through several poses in the seated position. For many, engaging in some physical movement first helps them to more thoroughly enjoy the stillness. Once we come into the stillness, you may cover yourself with a blanket, as it is normal for body temperature to drop during Yoga Nidra. You may also place a bolster or pillows under your knees and a folded blanket under the head for support. Try not to have too much elevation or lift of the head if it can be avoided. As with every meditation I lead, there are always options to modify. If lying down for this length of time is not available to you for any reason, you may also lie on your side or bring the body into a gentle incline, as if you are in a recliner. Use whatever props you may have available. Sitting against a wall for support is always an option. There are many times in the meditation I will invite you to close your eyes. Know that a soft gaze is always an acceptable alternative if this feels safer for you, and you can always choose to open the eyes or to roll onto the side at any time during the meditation if you feel too activated. Please do not listen to this Yoga Nidra meditation while you are driving. One other precaution. During the meditation, we will be using an exercise called tension and release. During this exercise, if you are someone with heart disease, glaucoma, or cannot have any undue pressure on the head, please continue to breathe normally during the exercise, or feel free to adjust the intensity of the exercise to the level of your comfort. Now that we've gotten all of the details out of the way, let's begin. Remaining in a sitting position for our opening movement, we'll work a little bit with moving the body side to side. Begin by checking your grounding, whether you're sitting straight on the ground or maybe there's some elevation. You can also do this in a chair. Notice the connection points that your body is making to the surface on which you're sitting. This can be an excellent way to check your grounding when you're feeling a little unsteady. Notice how your body is literally connected to the surface where you find yourself. On an inhale, extend the arms overhead. As we prepare for a gentle seated twist series. On an exhale, twist your body to the right, bringing the left hand to the right knee. The right arm is to your side or behind you, and if possible, peek over that right shoulder. Make sure that your breath is nice and even and steady. Sometimes in twists, we have a tendency to hold our breath, which can be a sign you may be a little too far in, so you can always back off 10-20% and realign with the breath. On your next inhale, extend the arms up overhead, noticing everything. And on an exhale, bring your right hand to your left knee. Whatever we try on one side, we'll at least attempt it on another. So bringing the left hand to your side or behind you in some way, peeking over that left shoulder if possible, checking in with the breath. Make sure it's still flowing and that you're not past your edge in the twist. Notice sensation. On your next inhale, extend the arms back up overhead. We'll try this one more time on each side. And on an exhale, bringing the left hand to the right knee. Bringing your hand to your side or slightly behind you, peeking over the right shoulder. And if you'd like to experiment, deliberately press that right hand either into the ground, your mat, wherever you're making contact, press it down to see if you could engage a further energetic extension up through the spine and out through the top of the head. Really notice your posture here, breathing evenly. And then on an inhale, extending the arms back up overhead. And we'll flow onto the opposite side. So bringing the right hand now to the left knee. Letting the hand fall to your side or slightly behind you, peeking over the left shoulder. And once more, deliberately pressing that hand down into the surface, being mindful of the points of contact. And letting the pressure of that hand into the surface create a deeper, fuller energetic extension up through the spine and out through the crown of the head. And to release, bring both arms back overhead on an inhale. And then allowing the arms to gently come back down to the knees. Go slowly, almost like you're painting light in front of you or to the sides. Noticing every sensation. Not missing a thing. And as you rest for a moment here in stillness, notice what you're noticing now. This is an invitation we make quite a bit in trauma therapy. There's no thing you have to be noticing. It's simply an invitation to be aware of your own experience, sensations, thoughts, feelings, or other awarenesses. So we'll prepare for one more pose here. Once more, we'll try it on each side. So extend your right leg out. You can begin by extending it in front of you, but then maybe bringing it at a bit of a diagonal. And then you'll bring the left foot inwards, coming up against the right side thigh. So essentially, you're bringing the formation of your legs into a checkmark style pose here. So on an inhale, extend the arms up overhead. And then turn the upper body slightly so that you're facing the toes on the right side. As it feels natural, I'll invite you to fold forward. Your nose perhaps approaches the knee, but you never have to touch it. And your hands never have to touch your toes. But perhaps keep your gaze there. Continuing to breathe. Noticing the sensations of this forward fold. When that feels complete, on an inhale, gently allow the arms to rise back up, extending overhead, coming out of the fold. Letting the body come back to that center neutral position. And then we'll switch sides. So now allow the left leg to extend out to the front and then maybe bringing it out to a little bit more of a diagonal. And then once more, bringing the foot in towards the inner thigh. So this time it'll be your right foot in towards the left inner thigh, bringing the formation of the legs into this checkmark position. And whatever we try on one side, we'll at least attempt it on the other, even if it feels a little different. So now extending the arms overhead on an inhale, turning the body slightly to the left to face the left leg, and then folding forward, letting the nose approach the knee, although it never has to touch the knee. The hands never have to touch the feet. Just let the hands fall where they naturally will along the leg or even making contact with the floor. Just experience the sensations of this forward fold. Keep the breath flowing evenly. And then when that feels complete, on an inhale, extending the arms back up overhead. And then maybe bringing both legs out to the front. Just giving your legs and your arms a shake. Dismissing or dispelling any remaining tension or energy that you want to release before preparing for lying down. And then I'll give you a moment here, staying mindful and connected the whole time, to transition into this lying down position. Using whatever props are available for you, covering yourself with a blanket if you wish. settling in. Close your eyes and quiet your mind. Be still. Let go of all thoughts, worry, and tension. To the degree that you are able right now, relax, trust, and let go. Breathe in fully and exhale with a deep sigh. And again, breathe in fully and exhale with a deep sigh. And let go even more. See if you can notice a deep sense of contentment and peace in your heart. During this time, I will participate wholeheartedly in this process and trust that whatever issues are in the way of my full expression will be released spontaneously and effortlessly. I let go of any struggle or effort to make anything happen. We will move our attention into the body to release trapped energy and move deeper into total relaxation. As a reminder, those with cardiac disease, hypertension, and glaucoma should use caution. If you cannot have any undue pressure in the head for any reason, it is important that you breathe normally as you tense the body. As you inhale, make fists and deliberately induce stiffness and tension throughout your shoulders, arms, and fists. Tighten, tighten, even more. Now let go completely. Relax. On your next exhalation, let go even more. Observe and feel the flood of energy in your arm. This time, as you inhale, deliberately induce stiffness and tension in hips, legs, and feet. Tighten, tighten, Hold. Hold. And let go. Let go completely. Observe the flood of energy in your legs. This time, tighten and tense the entire body as you inhale. Arms, hands, shoulders, feet, legs, face, buttocks. Tighten, tighten, hold, hold. Now let go completely. Relax. On your next exhalation, let go even more. Observe and feel the energy extending to all the muscles, nerves, and cells of your entire body. Let your whole body melt into the flood of energy you feel in your body. Let your body go limp, like a rag doll. Relax even more. Release any holding anywhere. Notice whatever it is you may be noticing. Immerse yourself fully in whatever is present. Sense all the sensations. Resist nothing. Allow the commentary of the mind to dissolve into sensation. As we enter into this next phase of Yoga Nidra, remain as motionless as possible. If you need to move or make an adjustment, do so mindfully. And return to stillness as soon as you are able. Resolve to remain awake, staying in touch with the sound of my voice. Allow your entire body to respond to my words directly and non-mentally. Allow any disturbances, external or internal, to draw you more deeply within. In Yoga Nidra, you enter the subconscious energetic field. Let your mind merge and melt into the energy body and go beyond the boundaries of body and mind. Now shift from thinking and doing to feeling and being. Do absolutely nothing from now on. Simply relax. Now your consciousness is in direct connection with your energy body. As you breathe in through your nose, fill your lungs fully and completely without straining. Now start exhaling through softly pursed lips as if you are blowing through a straw. Let it be a prolonged, steady stream of breath and empty your lungs completely. As you inhale, fill your heart with joy. Each time you exhale, empty your mind of all anticipations and empty your body of all tensions. Each time you inhale, drop into a deeper level of silent awareness and experience the balancing and relaxing impact of the parasympathetic nervous system. Continue to breathe with constant attention and detached awareness. Return to your normal breathing and turn your attention inward. Experience the powerful impact of vibratory energetic pulsations in the form of sensations in your body. Let your detached awareness embrace all experiences unconditionally. Let your mind melt and merge into it. Now bring your total undivided attention to the eyebrow center and drop into the deepest level of silent stillness, peace, and harmony. Drop into that silent space where all doing stops. Enter an effortless state of being. Follow my guidance as we move through different parts of the body. Let your attention rest on each body part as I name it, without comment or judgment. All 10 toes, both ankles,
both knees.
Pelvis. Chest. Shoulders. Arms. Throat. Chin. Face. Head, back of the head, shoulder blades, back, buttocks, calves. Heels, soles of the feet, sense the whole body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. Whole body. Feel the whole body contained in vast, spacious awareness. Bring your attention to a constricted or dense part of the body. Perhaps where you have a tendency to experience getting triggered or activated. Though you may not consciously recognize the cause of this feeling, the innate intelligence of your body knows how to resolve it. Breathe into this area. Make space for it. Give it room to move. Loosen. Disperse. Dissolving. Lightening. The body releasing whatever it no longer needs. Now sense the body's healing energy streaming towards this area as if it were attracting it like a magnet. Watch this part of your body returning to wholeness. Vitality as it is surrounded by this healing light. With each inhalation, begin to sense the body as more energy than density. Until the whole body is felt as a pulsing, tingling energy field. Any emotions, thoughts, and fears that may have contributed to the imbalance can now be released and resolved. See and feel the whole body healed and whole. Hand over all fear, apprehension, and anxiety about all that you want to change, control, and manage. Let go of all doing. Replace it with trust and faith in the process. Let your mind merge and melt into the presence and enter the sanctuary of silence. If you have self-defeating patterns or habits that are holding you back that you want to be freed from, make that your intention now. Allow this intention to go to the deepest levels of recognition with no hesitation. Know that your higher self recognizes, honors, and accepts your intention. Have faith and trust that it has been heard and is being acted upon by a higher power of the source within you. All channels are open, and the life force is flowing freely. Allow your entire self to respond spontaneously and effortlessly to what I say. I am released from my self-image to explore, expand, and experience the infinite potential unfolding from within me. I return to the innate wisdom of my body to heal itself. I remain in restful awareness. I let the radiant light of love melt and disperse the energy blocks in my body and mind, and I replace them with total acceptance and forgiveness. Establish yourself firmly in faith and trust to receive the grace, protection, and guidance of the higher self within you. Perhaps you even feel the presence of your own guides, your own protector figures surrounding you and blessing you. Accept their blessing, grace, help, and protection. If you have an area that you feel needs healing, physical, mental, or emotional, allow this light and love of protection to flow into that area now. Now begin to become aware of the rising and falling of the breath. Slowly feel yourself beginning to rise to the surface of awareness. Sense the body resting on the floor. The quality of the air as it touches the skin. Gradually you can move as if you're waking up from a restful sleep. Bend your knees and pull them closer to your chest. Rock sideways gently. Take your time. No need to hurry. Honor this time of transition. Then turn onto your favorite side and curl into a fetal position. Notice what you're noticing now. Now you can gradually begin to move and sit up with your eyes closed, taking your time, respecting the transition. Continue to stay deep, deep in this inner experience. Regardless of what you consciously recognize that has or has not changed, know that something deep within has shifted to connect you with your intention. Become aware of the body and bring a deep sense of peace and contentment with you as you transition your attention back into the physical body. And as you sit in awareness, notice. Notice the body. Notice the breath. Notice the mind. Notice the heartbeat. Notice the stillness. Know that you can easily enter here again and again. Now you may gradually open your eyes if they're not already. Taking your time, remembering the importance of transition. So perhaps as the eyes blink, you let yourself gradually adjust to the light in the room. Maybe take another organic movement or stretch with your body. Look around the room, noticing what you see. Tapping into whatever sense you may need to recognize that you are here, you are now, and you are present. Thank you for joining me in this Yoga Nidra experience. Jai Bhagwan, my friends. Victory to the spirit within.